Static.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Como se va? This is Miles.
How's it going?
Good, and yourself?
All right.
Feeling all right?
I'm grouchy, but that's okay.
Yeah.
People are allowed to be grouchy.
Wow.
Aren't they?
I guess.
I was going to say, I guess officially today will be the 5-year mark for this stuff.
Wow.
Because we crossed over the year, so.
Yeah.
Congratulations for what it's worth. No one really cares, but that's all right.
Huh?
No one cares, but that's okay.
I do.
Well, then, you know. Great.
Yeah.
Great, I'm glad you care.
I do.
So, yeah, 5 years.
I've never stuck with anything for 5 years.
Well, you graduated, right?
Well, yeah. Okay, this is the only other thing that I've stuck with for 5 years.
Well, I guess you should say that because they transition you from, like, grade school,
yeah,
kindergarten to grade school to junior high to high school to college.
Yeah.
Grade school really would be the only thing you stuck with for 5 years.
You think?
Well, I guess it's only 4 years, though, isn't it?
Mm.
That's 5 years.
I'd have to think about that.
So, yeah, other than grade school.
Yeah, I never went to one school more than about 4 years at a stretch. So.
Oh, really? Even grade school?
Well, grade school, I might have did 5, you know.
Yeah.
But I lived, like, right by the grade school, so.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was, like, in my backyard, basically.
Aren't you the lucky one?
Yeah.
You've been married more than 5 years, haven't you?
Yeah, well, that doesn't count.
What's that?
I have an open marriage, so it doesn't count.
Oh, okay. Open to what?
Anything, you know.
Yeah, right.
Nothing's panned out yet, but I'm just saying, you know, it's open, you know.
It's open as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, my wife doesn't know, but.
Yeah. Open to nothing.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. So here we just got into the new year here, and but I have a little unfinished business from last year.
Okay.
I was I don't want to say forced, because that's really not the word, but I was.
I'm not going to hear the words male rape, am I?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was heavily encouraged to return this gift for my family. My wife received, and I've talked about this in the past, so it's kind of a little old news, but this year, one of my wife's relatives likes to buy a lot of things that are as seen on TV for other people.
Yeah.
And they bought her this thing called RoboSweep. I don't know if you heard of this. Yeah, RoboSweep.
Yeah.
Which it's really not a sweeper of any kind.
Right.
It's more like one of those really bad Radio Shack remote control cars.
Right.
With a sanitary napkin on it.
Oh.
Basically.
Jeez.
So, it's like taking, a pad and sticking it to the front of a remote control car. Except there's no remote control. It's one of those ones that just kind of goes, and then when it hits something, it turns, it goes the other way.
Right.
That was RoboSweep. So we didn't want it, needless to say.
Right.
And so it was purchased at your friendly neighborhood Walgreens, where you can buy everything from milk to enemas.
Yeah.
And we didn't have a receipt.
Did you exchange it for a chia head?
Yeah, we weren't going to get it. Yeah, we weren't going to get chia head.
Oh.
We weren't going to get a receipt because we didn't really want to deal with it, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was, I took on the task to take this into Walgreens and see what we could get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I take it in. I'm like, got this as a Christmas present, and I don't have a receipt, but I want to return it.
Was it used?
No, we didn't use it. It was still in the box. I put it all back. I pulled it out to look at it and then put it all back together.
Oh, okay.
But the lady behind the counter is a younger lady, you know, a girl who's probably like college age or something. She looks at it and she goes, "Robo sweep." And then she looks at me and she kind of straightens up.
Yeah.
So now I'm standing there being laughed at by the Walgreens girl.
Wait, she was goofing on you guys?
Yeah, she's goofing on me.
Like she felt sorry for you guys?
Well, yeah. Like, she felt sorry because it's such a lame gift.
Yeah.
So she's like, "Oh, I got to get the manager."
Yeah.
After she laughs at me.
Yeah.
Robo sweep. Well, I got to get the manager. So I have to go over to another register. They don't have, like, a real returns thing at Walgreens, you know.
Right.
You kind of got to go stand over by the batteries for a while. So after being humiliated about bringing the RoboSweep in, I had to stand over there by the batteries, and then she had to call the manager twice because he took too long. You know, she felt bad for me, I think, so she called him again.
Was she laughing over the intercom? Like,
"There's a guy with a RoboSweep!" No. She felt bad, I think, for laughing at me.
Yeah.
So, the guy finally comes up, and I go, "You know, I got this for a present, and I don't want it. Can I return it? I don't have a receipt or anything." "Oh, no problem. I just need to have you fill something out, right?"
Right.
And then he starts punching, you know, buttons and stuff, and he rings it up and whatnot. And you won't believe, guess, how much do you think one of these RoboSweep things would go for?
$20.
$32.
Really?
This piece of shit, jeez. $32 somebody paid for. I'm like, oh my God, you know? You could have got one of those cymbal clanging monkeys, put a wipe on its ass, and had it jump around your floor and done just as good a job. But
now, did they give you back money, or was it like
they gave me cash? They gave me cash.
Really?
Yeah. I had to fill out, you know, information and stuff.
Right.
So I like wasn't stealing them and bringing them back.
Yeah.
Because it was such a credible story, evidently.
Yeah.
But the weird thing was the dude. Then the other freaky thing about this is the dude had, like, a gimpy hand.
What?
So imagine, if everyone would put their hand, I guess it would be his right hand.
He wasn't Lobster Man, was he?
Well, put your right hand in front of you, right?
Yeah.
Now peel back your pinky and your ring finger.
Yeah.
And get rid of your thumb.
Yeah.
And then fuse those two fingers together.
Oh.
And then that's the guy's, that's his hand.
Oh.
So he was like, you know, mono type guy.
Oh.
So, nothing against the guy. He was very nice. It just is really odd to be asking for your money back from the gimpy hand guy.
I've got to be going back to this carnival here in a few minutes. If you'd like to hurry.
Well, I just felt bad. I mean, number one, I'm getting my money back on this really bad gift.
Was he, like, counting out coin change with his nubby fingers?
He did, yes. He did.
Oh.
He did. And then the other thing was he
probably thought you were in the movie Papillon.
Yeah. He was very nice. But I'm thinking to myself as I'm doing this, I feel really bad.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the guy was probably, you know, in the back somewhere drinking soda, smoking a cigarette with his other good hand.
Yeah.
You know, having a good old time on his job, and I had to come interrupt him with this return. You know, and they send this manager out to me to make me feel really terrible for returning a crappy gift.
And he feels sorry for you.
Oh, he probably did feel sorry for me, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I felt very bad. I'm like, he could get away with not giving any returns, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
He could just show up and go, "Hey, you know, I'd love to be able to get cash out of this register, but I got this gimpy hand."
Sure.
So I felt bad. All the way around, it was bad.
Oh, man.
But, you know, maybe now you know why I'm a little grouchy, because, you know.
I've got this gimpy hand, but at least I don't have this suckwad gift, man.
Yeah. Yeah, poor guy. Poor guy.
Yeah.
So there I am returning things. And
wow.
Somehow I felt like I was being bad to the handicapped.
So. No, don't ever feel that way.
Yeah.
Don't ever feel that way.
You know?
Yeah.
I didn't park in the spot out front.
Right.
Thank goodness, or else I would have been doubly bad. Like, I ran in, you know?
Right.
Hey, I don't buy things here, but could you give me my money back on the sucky-ass sweeper thing?
Man.
Yeah.
Wow, I can see why you're grouchy now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I get put up to these things, you know?
The girl goofs on you.
Yeah, laughs at me.
Man.
You know, I'm thinking, you know.
Yeah.
I got terrible, and I see the gimpy guy, you know.
Let me get your money.
Yeah, it's all in perspective, right?
Right.
Hey. So what's going on with you?
I kind of had a dilemma over the holidays.
Oh, yeah?
A dilemma, yeah. My wife's brother, Sam, was visiting, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, let's go get some, like, takeout food and bring it back for our two families, you know.
It's all right.
I said, okay, yeah, we can do that, you know.
So what'd you guys get?
Well, we wanted to get something inexpensive, you know, because there's a lot of us.
Yeah.
You know, he just, on the way there, he's giving me kind of this story about how he's expecting his second child.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, which is, if his wife finds out, he's going to be in some deep shit, but, you know. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking, no. But no, he's
like,
all, you
what?
Know.
What?
Huh?
I lost you for just a second there.
Oh, okay. No, but he's a professional person, you know. And he does okay, you know.
Yeah.
But he's all like, man, a second kid, you know. I just, man, wow, you know.
Yeah, he's talking to you about that, Jim.
Yeah, he's talking to me, you know. Like, oh, yeah, right, yeah.
He should feel about like I did with the gimpy hand guy.
Yeah, believe me. He did.
He's like, God, so, oh, wait. You, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, I'm talking to you. King of all losers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might as well just have all your arms and legs chopped off and deal with it, yeah.
Yes. So I see this sign, and it says, yeah, at Taco Hell.
Uh-huh.
It's like 20 tacos for like 13-something.
All right.
I say, that's our winner. I will buy.
Wow, you popped right in there. I'm
yeah.
surprised.
I felt bad for the guy because he was crying on my shoulder a little bit, you know, with this whole, you know, I'm expecting a kid, you know.
I'm surprised you didn't say something like, hey, look, that's real cheap for you.
Yeah. No, I said, I felt bad for the guy. I'm like, here, you know, I'll get it. Let me get it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do this.
Gotcha.
So he's driving. He's like, oh, yeah, okay, all right. So we put in an order. We go through the drive-thru. I give him a 20. Right?
20? For how much did it cost you?
It was like 13-something for 20 tacos.
Gotcha. Right?
All right, so we get the food. He gives the lady his money. The money comes back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he throws the coin change into his own ashtray. Which is already full of coin change.
Oh, yeah.
And now he starts counting the paper dollars and, like, whipping out his wallet.
Right.
So now he's going to put away my money.
Right.
And then, like, he must have something, like, clicked. He's like, oh my God, this is your money.
Well, it's because most of the time when he's with you, he pays.
Well, yeah, that is true, actually. With it, I was like, no,
nature.
You keep it. You're expecting a kid. Don't. You know,
you told him to keep it? I would have never.
No,
said that.
He did give it back. He did. Mm.
I wouldn't even say that.
I didn't want to say anything. I felt bad. I'm like, should I not say anything?
Hey, buddy, that's my $6 and change.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it was. I mean, it was just without a hesitation. Like, there goes the coin, the link, you know.
It's like six Hot Wheels.
Whoop, there comes the wallet out. I'm like, wow, my change. But I had this dilemma, though. Like, do I say something? Do I not say something, you know?
So you didn't say anything, and he realized it.
But he realized. He's like, oh, my God. Oh, he was, like, really embarrassed, you know. I'm like,
great.
You keep it. You keep the $4. It's for your kid. Don't, you know, don't worry your pretty little head because it ain't worth it. Don't.
You just think of it as a tip.
Yeah.
That's to cover gas.
Yeah, I know. Like, as many times as this guy's covered me, you know.
Oh, hey, could you run into this liquor store?
Yeah. I forgot my ID. Could you go, take care of that.
Yeah. I need about $14 worth of liquor.
Yeah. Take that $4 you kept and put in 10 of your own. But no, it was just weird, you know, because I didn't know if I should say anything. You know?
Give me a lottery ticket, too.
Yeah. Hey, could you get me, like, a skin mag?
Here's my numbers.
Yeah, I'd like to get Screw Magazine.
Screw Magazine. Well, I don't know, Miles. I just... Oh, come on. I bought your supper.
Come on. You owe me. Right?
I'll let you keep the change, for Christ's sake.
No, but what would you say, like, if you went out with your father-in-law or something, you gave him, like, change or, you know, money for something, like, he starts, like, taking your change, you'd be like,
Well, if it was my father-in-law, I probably wouldn't say anything.
Right, well, that's how I would. Like, well, this is my brother-in-law. You know?
But I would have said something to my brother-in-law.
You think you'd be like, hey, dude.
Yeah.
Uncool.
Like, hey, that's my lunch money.
Yeah, hey, bastard. Right?
Sure.
No,
well, it depends. Had he bought, like, before? Or, you know, you got to have a little history there.
Yeah, no, I mean, no, he's certainly bought before. I mean, definitely.
Like a bunch of times or just a couple times or what?
No, it's probably better than 50-50, you know, him.
Oh, he bought more?
He's a very generous individual. Okay.
Well, then I wouldn't have said anything.
I'm not taking it. No, that's why I didn't want to say anything, because he's very generous, very giving person. But I felt bad. I felt, you know, like a whole Seinfeld thing, you know, like, do I say something? Do I not say something?
Now, when you showed up to give the tacos, did you make sure everybody knew you bought them? Or?
Like, hey, everybody!
Hey, I bought tacos for everybody.
And everyone's like, wow, I thought hell froze over. Man,
tacos? We hate tacos!
We told you hamburgers!
There's mad cow disease out there, you asshole!
Yeah, I know.
These are probably mad cow tacos.
No, I don't. Actually, I had elements of my family trying to spread the word that tacos were being, like kangaroo meat was being used for tacos. Or no, it was goat meat. Excuse me, it was goat meat.
These are tacos. They're gyros.
Yeah.
Or no, gyros or gyros.
I've had elements of my family try to spread that rumor.
They're not tacos. They're people.
Yeah. Silent Taco.
Taco Bell is people. With, you know, spices.
Ah! That's not spice, that's a positive.
You seen all those fat people with the cottage cheese thighs? How do you think they get those lumps? The taco meat's all lumpy like cottage cheese thighs.
That's not sour cream.
Oh, excuse me, there's a hair in my taco. Oh, that was just there when we ground the people. I mean, the meat. Well, I have to put a disclaimer that really Taco Bell isn't people, but, you know.
Hey, man, that's what happened to that guy's fingers.
Yeah, you know, their slogans, run for the border. Well, guess who's in the tacos? People who didn't make it.
It's not that manager's fingers, is it?
Yeah, the manager's, yeah, it could be. Where would you manage before you managed Walgreens? Taco Bell. No.
No,
just
that's
being
wrong.
Silly.
It's wrong.
Don't eat it. Yeah.